Senator Clinton, your health care plan is estimated it will cost $110 billion annually. You want to tax the rich to pay for that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, let me say that the way I would pay for this is to take the Bush tax cuts that are set to expire on people making more than $250,000 a year. That would raise about $55 billion, and I would put that into these subsidies for the health care tax credits so that people would be able to afford the health care that we are offering. The other $55 billion would come from the modernization and the efficiencies that I believe we can obtain. We spend more money than anybody in the world on health care, and there is no end in sight. Yet we don't get the best results. We don't have the longest lifespan. We don't have the best infant mortality rates. We could do so much better. And here are some of the ideas that I have put on the table. Number one, the Bush administration has given enormous tax giveaways to HMOs and drug companies under the Medicare Prescription Part D program, under the HMO program in Medicare. I would rein those in. They are not being earned. They do not produce the results that are supposedly being touted by the Bush administration. I would also move toward electronic medical records, something that I've worked on for nearly 5 years on a bipartisan basis, started with Newt Gingrich and Bill Frist. We passed my legislation through the Senate a year ago, didn't get it through the Republican House. Now we're going to try again in the Democratic Congress. If we had electronic medical records, according to the RAND Corporation, hardly a bastion of liberal thinking, they have said we would save $77 billion a year. That money can be put into prevention. It can be put into chronic care management. It can be put into making sure that our health care system has enough access so that if you are in a rural community, somewhere in California or somewhere in Tennessee or somewhere in Georgia, you'll have access to health care. If you're in an inner city area and you see your hospital, like the Drew Medical Center, closed on you, then you're going to have a place once again where you can get health care in the immediate area. So we can begin to be more effective and more sensible about how we cover everybody and use the money from the top end tax cuts and from modernizing the system.
Gene has a question on a different subject, but I just want to be precise. When you let, if you become president, either one of you, let the Bush tax cuts lapse, there will be effectively tax increases on millions of Americans.
On wealthy Americans.
That's right.
And look,
I'm
not bashful about it. I suspect a lot of this crowd, it looks like a pretty well-dressed crowd. You guys would potentially pay a little bit more. I will pay a little bit more. But as I said, we have, I believe, a moral obligation to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to get health care in this country. And one last point I want to make. We will have to make some upfront costs. That's why in either of our plans. If we want to invest in electronic medical records, then we've got to go to rural hospitals who might not be able to afford it and say, we're going to help you by the computer software and the machinery to make sure that this works. But that investment will pay huge dividends over the long term, and the place where it'll pay the biggest dividends is in Medicare and Medicaid. Because if we can get a healthier population, that is the only way over the long term that we can actually control that spending that is going to break the federal budget.
But, Wolf, it's just really important to underscore here that we will go back to the tax rates we had before George Bush became president. And my memory is people did really well during that time period, and they will keep doing really well.